Welcome to North Shore Bank's In Your Interest podcast. Today, one of our mortgage loan professionals will share what you need to know when preparing for a loan.
Hi, my name is Tony Larkey, and I'm a mortgage loan originator here at North Shore Bank, NMLS number 555830. Borrowing money is a part of everybody's financial life, and there are things you can do to better prepare yourself and be an informed borrower. Mortgages, auto loans, student loans, and credit cards enable us to afford things that are currently beyond our financial reach. Too much borrowing or the wrong type of borrowing can cause many problems that can be avoided. Let's review some of the basics. Why am I borrowing? Borrowing for things that provide long-term and lasting value should come before borrowing for things that provide only momentary or limited enjoyment, such as a vacation or expensive clothes. Do you fully understand your responsibilities? When you borrow money, you have to pay back that money plus interest. Can you afford the payment? Just because the lender says you can afford this, you need to make sure that that's going to fit within your lifestyle and your budget. And spend time to find the best loan for you. There's a number of different lending vehicles out there, be it credit cards, auto loans, student loans, personal loans. Make sure it's a smart one. Research your options. Your employment record. Lenders are always going to check the last 2 years of your employment. So come prepared with your employers over the last 2 years, their names, addresses, and if there's any job gaps longer than 30 days, be ready to explain those. We're going to require it in writing. History of stable residence. What that means is we're also going to check the last 2 years of where you lived. So if you've lived in one place, great. If you've had multiple residences, multiple landlords, please come with those addresses, month and year that you live there, and your landlord's name and number. Now let's talk about your credit history. Credit history, the most important thing is your payment history, how you've handled payments in the past. So be it from a student loan, a utility bill, an auto loan, how you've managed those payments in the past will be a reflection on what underwriting is going to look for to see how do they think you're going to handle your payments in the future. Payments on time in the past probably means you're going to make your payments on time in the future. Your credit utilization. Just because you have a credit card with a $5,000 credit limit, and if you keep it at $4,500, $5,000, and you make your payments on time, that can actually be a negative mark on your credit report. They don't like to see typically that you use more than 20% of your credit limit. So a rule of thumb, if you have a credit card, don't max it out. Try to keep that balance under 20% and make your payments on time. The length of your credit history. Credit reports rate very heavily over the past 24 months, especially over the last 12 months, carries even more weight. If you apply for loans within the past 12 months, know that that can affect your credit score because there's not a full 12-month period in which to rate that debt. When you're talking also about new debt, don't apply for too much credit at the same time. Applying for too many credit cards, too many loans within a short period of time frame is going to affect your credit score. It's also going to throw a red flag to show that, are they having financial difficulty? Is that why they're applying for all the loans? So don't apply for too much credit at once. You are eligible for a free credit report from any of the three major credit bureaus once a year. This will help you stay on top of your credit score. This will help you stay on top of your debts that are out there. And this will also help you if you need to find any discrepancies to get those taken care of before applying for a loan. It can take days, weeks, sometimes even months to get information corrected on a credit report. So staying on top of your credit at least once a year is a good idea. Your decision to borrow money is a serious one. Think about what you're borrowing for, why you want to borrow. Is this going to affect your life in a positive way for a long term? If at any time you have a question in the process, whether you're a new borrower, an experienced borrower, we're here for you. We want to help you. There's a lot of regulation out there, a lot of rules that need to be followed these days. Call us. We're here to help. Please visit northshorebank.com.
Thank you for listening to North Shore Bank's In Your Interest podcast. To learn more, visit northshorebank.com/podcast. If you haven't yet subscribed, you can do so through iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcast app. Just look for the North Shore Bank podcast. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.